People all across Queensland caught a rare glimpse of, no, not aliens, as this music might allude, a meteor crashing into our, what is
could
it,
could have been
atmosphere.
Aliens on it, you don't know that.
You don't know, but you know who does know? Dr. Brad Tucker. He is an astrophysicist and he joins us to dissect it all. Good morning.
How's it going?
Hi, Dr. Brad. The videos of this are completely viral and completely unbelievable. The, you know, meteor coming down, the light and whatnot. This must be like Christmas for an astrophysicist.
Well, look, it's pretty good. I mean, either way, it was either going to be an exciting meteor or like a new Michael Bay movie. So either way, it was a win. This is at least better than that.
Exactly.
That was the exciting bit. You know, it was seen over such a large area. It most definitely is a meteor, a space rock. This is probably just a bit of rock that broke off an asteroid in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. So it came all the way out there,
wow,
traveled through space, and happened to hit the Earth 9:22 on a Saturday evening.
Wow. And so, Dr. Brad, did we know that this meteor was coming, or would it have happened so quickly that NASA and everyone else out there just wouldn't have had time to, I guess, get people prepared and excited for it?
Yeah, look, we have projects that try and monitor for meteors. These are just too hard to find.
Oh, okay.
They're just too small is the problem. Even though it's a half a meter or so, it's really hard to find. You can't see it near the Earth, and then you can't see it far away because it's just too faint.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay, because even though we didn't really have any warning, this scale of one, we're not really worried about. It's not going to really do damage. It's not going to leave a crater on the ground.
Right.
The biggest impact is that explosion, right? That when the fragments and people hear that sonic boom.
Mm.
What we do worry about and try and find are ones bigger than that. The ones we really pay attention to are between about 10 and 100 meters.
Ah.
Because
right,
they are now becoming big enough where, imagine 10 times bigger than this one. You know,
true,
that's a lot of. Yeah, exactly. That's why we worry about those. And we can now start to detect them. So that's where a lot of our efforts are.
Cool.
So this one, it's thought it landed near Croydon, which is west of sort of like the Cairns and Mareeba area. Like you said, at 9:22 on Saturday night. Would the hunt now be on to try and find this? Could I just imagine it? Like, this is exciting. This is something that
treasure
we want to hold on to.
So there's definitely use in finding him. And this is the benefit in this case, is because so many people, as you said, have videos and recordings of it. Trying to calculate its trajectory and then triangulate where it may have landed is as a good chance compared to the ones that only have one or two people seeing it.
Mm.
So there's definitely people already trying to figure that out. And then, yes, ideally recover the fragments, because we do like to collect the meteorites, because there's a lot you can learn from them, especially when you can pinpoint when it landed and where.
Mm.
And then also work backwards, because there's actually so much data, trying to work backwards to figure out where exactly in space it came from.
That's so cool. In all the videos that you mentioned, it looks like it was a bluey green kind of color. How do you explain that?
Yeah, so that's a very characteristic meteor look. In fact, because a lot of meteors have bits of iron and nickel, so when the iron and nickel heats up, it burns that bluey green color.
Oh.
So it's a characteristic tale that if you ever see something like this again, and it's that classic blue-green color, that's the iron and nickel heating up and melting, which tells you almost immediately it's a meteor.
Right.
Is this like a when it rains, it pours kind of thing? Like, do we need to start looking up? Are there more on the way?
Well, I mean, you could look up, you can look down. Either way, it's going to hit you anyway. That's like the worst Dr. Seuss poem. The problem is these actually happen quite a lot. There's about 200 tons of rock that hit the Earth every day.
Wow.
Most of it's tiny, though.
Mm-hmm.
And also, most of the Earth is uninhabited, if you think about it, right? 70% of the Earth is oceans. And then you have places like Antarctica and even large parts of Australia that don't have a lot of population. So when they do happen, it's very rare for it to be over a population center, an area. And then it's even rarer for it to be at a convenient time. Imagine this was 3:22 a.m.
Yeah.
On Tuesday morning. No one would have really paid attention to it, so it wouldn't have had quite the same impact and effect on everyone.
We would have, Dr. Brad, because we're awake at 3:22.
Yeah, us and the drunks.
Third o'clock, that's right. Us, for everyone else.
And the people stumbling out of the clubs, but no one listens to either of those groups.
No.
Dr. Brad Tucker is an astrophysicist with the Australian National University. Thank you for offering a bit of clarity on what happened on Saturday night this morning, Dr. Brad.
No worries. Thanks, guys.